Listening, learning, changing. Mā whakarongo me ako ka huri te tai. Crown Response to the Abuse in Care Inquiry. Adapted in 2024 by accessible format service Blind Low Vision New Zealand, Auckland. There is a logo at the top of the page. Listening, learning, changing. Mā whakarongo me ako ka huri te tai. Crown Response to the Abuse in Care Inquiry. 24th of March 2024. Update on Royal Commission's extension and the Crown Response Work Programme. This Pānui newsletter is from the Crown Response Unit, the team that responds to recommendations from the Abuse in Care Royal Commission of Inquiry. We will issue Pānui when we can update you on progress with our work programme. Please feel free to share this Pānui to other survivors of abuse in care. They can sign up to receive the Pānui at contact@abuseinquiryresponse.govt.nz with Pānui in the email subject line. Kia ora koutou. The government has today announced a short extension to the final reporting timeline for the Abuse in Care Royal Commission of Inquiry from the 28th of March 2024 to the 26th of June 2024. To find out more, go here. Click on the link, Government Approves Extension to Royal Commission of Inquiry into Abuse in Care, beehive.govt.nz, external link, or here at https://tinyurl.com/5n6huj7. In her announcement, the Internal Affairs Minister, Brooke Van Alden, says the Royal Commission wrote to her on the 16th of February 2024, requesting that she consider an extension for its final report. She said the Royal Commission advised it needed additional time to complete natural justice processes related to its findings and recommendations, a requirement under the Inquiries Act 2013. However, Minister Van Alden says she made clear to the Royal Commission this is the final extension request she will consider. She said it is not tenable to prolong the delivery of the findings and recommendations any further. The Minister has also requested the Royal Commission deliver the inquiry's recommendations to her by the 30th of May 2024. This will enable the Crown to begin work on its response and the recommended public apology. The Royal Commission's extension has not delayed the work of the Crown Response on records improvement, the Survivor Experiences Service and rapid payments. Please read an update below. Update on the Crown Response Work Programme. Records improvements. The Crown Response Unit and Archives New Zealand are working together to make it easier for survivors of abuse to access their personal records about their time and care. Following a recent consultation, Archives New Zealand has published the scope and definition of care records to help the government and other organisations know which records are valuable for those in care and should be protected until a wider decision is made about how long to keep these records and what to do with them long term. You can find the scope and definition on Archives New Zealand website. Click on the link Read the Care Records Definition at archives.govt.nz or here at https://tinyurl.com/28zpdykx. Survivor Experiences Service. The Crown Response Unit and the Survivor Experiences Service are working with some people who have barriers to communication, a learning disability, cognitive impairment, and people who are neurodiverse. We are gathering the views of the deaf and disabled community to understand how the service can meet their needs. This work will be completed by the end of April 2024 and the Crown Response Unit will provide a report to the Survivor Experiences Service. Rapid payments. Ministry of Social Development is continuing to offer rapid payments as an option for claimants. All survivors have the choice of having their claim assessed through the rapid payment process or an individualised assessment. In line with the Royal Commission's recommendations and ministerial decisions, Ministry of Social Development is prioritising claims from people who are ill or elderly, 70 years or older, and those who have been waiting the longest to have their claim resolved. Ministry of Social Development has published more information about its claims process and rapid payments, including statistics, online at https://www.msd.gov.nz/about-msd-our-work/work-programs/historic-claims/what's-currently-happening-at-historic-claims.html external link, or here at https://tinyurl.com/4dzabn3t. Apologies and redress. The Crown Response Unit is preparing briefings on the apology and redress system that require ministerial approval. Briefing to incoming minister. Incoming ministers receive briefings following the formation of a new government or changes to cabinet. These documents have been proactively released. Redactions made to the documents have been made consistent with provisions of the Official Information Act 1982. We have published our, click on the link, briefing to incoming minister on our website, external link, or at https://www.abuseinquiryresponse.gov.nz/assets/uploads/briefings-2-ministers/briefing-4-incoming-minister-4-the-public-service-redacted.pdf or here at https://tinyurl.com/yszepmde. Support. Government acknowledges that news of another delay to the Royal Commission's final report may be upsetting and frustrating for some survivors. The government is aware of the importance to the survivor community of delivering the final report and recommendations so that the healing process can truly begin. The Royal Commission has encouraged survivors to get in touch with its contact and support centre on 0800 222 727 or email contact@abuseandcare.org.nz if you would like to discuss any questions or wellbeing support options. Note from editor. This was relevant at the time of the Pānui, March 2024. The work on the Royal Commission ends on the 26th of June 2024 when it submits its final report. For support after that, please contact. The Survivors Experience Service is now available for people who were abused in state, faith-based or other forms of care, as well as for a survivor's whānau. Survivors and whānau can contact the Survivor Experiences Service to organise a time and place to share their experiences. 1. Call 0800 456 090. 2. Text 8328. And 3. Email contact@survivorexperiences.govt.nz. If you are deaf, hard of hearing, deafblind, speech impaired, or find it hard to talk, you can use the New Zealand Relay Service, www.nzrelay.co.nz. Nga mihi, Crown Response Unit.